Okay, I'll switch.
Welcome to Cricket Nation.
Cricket 5G is not available everywhere. Must bring your number to Cricket on a $60 a month voice plan. First month service charge and tax due at sale. These terms and other restrictions apply. See cricketwireless.com for details.
And a good Saturday. Look for cloudy skies. Temperatures falling throughout the day, but they'll be in the 40s. Wind gusts as high as 40 miles an hour. Tonight, cloudy with a low around 27. Wind gusts as high as 30 miles an hour. Sunday, sunny, cooler and 49. But Monday, warmer, sunny and 71. Tuesday, sunny and 73. It's Saturday morning and time for the Coach's Corner with Jason Summers.
You think because you're a celebrity that somehow the law doesn't apply to you, that you're above the law?
There's just no way that we could keep you on. I don't even really work here.
The last time I was down here, man,
Sometimes I'll start a sentence and I don't even know where it's going. I just hope I find it along the way.
And you got no outside mirror.
No, we lost that.
You have no functioning gauges.
No, not a one. However, the radio still works. Funny as that may seem, with all this mess, that the radio is the only thing that's really working good, and it's clear as a bell. Don't ask me how.
What in God's name are we doing?
What? Our lives. What kind of lives are these?
And now live from the C-First Sports Studio, get ready for the fastest dragged-out hour in all of broadcasting. This is the Coach's Corner.
You're listening to the Coach's Corner live from Community First Credit Union on Thunder Country KIIC.
Welcome back in. Welcome into the Coach's Corner. Yes, indeed, we have crash landed. And how about that new intro? The longest, shortest hour in history. And folks, welcome in. On location, we have crash landed in Pella. I'm at my family reunion, and we're getting ready. Hey, I rarely get to do a show with my family with me. Can you say hi, Henry?
Hi.
What? Tell everybody, what's your name?
Hank.
This is Henry Lee, also known as Hank. And we've got a lot to do today, Henry, don't we? On this fast hour, I'm going to be visiting with all of you. Breaking news yesterday afternoon as I'm leaving the office that you Hawkeye fans, you're going to have a new head coach coming your way. Well, we'll talk with Tom Kicker at the end of the hour. And then Cyclone fans, man, it feels like you have been on a crazy roller coaster, right? Because, yes, you have. And sliding into the postseason, but there's going to be a postseason. And speaking of postseasons in March, that means that Stump the Chumps is coming your way. We'll be breaking out all the news. Again, Selection Sunday is tomorrow. Cyclone fans, once was a one seed, now a three seed? Well, we don't know. Four seed? We'll find out. Bill Sills is going to join us this morning, Cyclone fans. We'll get your Cyclone fix. And then, you know, it's been the year of the ladies. You go back a year ago, and we were all watching the Iowa State women dance and the big dance. Well, I think they're set up for that as well. But it's been the year of the ladies down at Eddyville. So Pat Powers, I asked Pat if he could get some of the ladies that have been a part of a tremendous run by the Rockets and some history that they've made and everything they've done. And he had a long conversation with them and Coach Fenton, and I'm looking forward to hearing that as well. Here, after a very, very quick time, we're going to come back. Dave Wenger is going to join us. Breaking news this morning, and we want to get it all to you. So after a very quick timeout, Hank, can we come back? Can you tell him we'll be right back?
Come back.
We'll be back. Okay. Hank and I will be back. Back to the Fast Hour on All Radio. You're listening to The Coach's Corner.
You know, texting while driving is dangerous. That's not new information. Yet most people admit to doing it anyway. Drivers are 23 times more likely to be involved in a car accident while texting. Know the facts and wait to text. The danger is real and it applies to you. Auto Owners Insurance. The no problem people. Information provided by Virginia Tech Transportation Institute.
Visit Summers Insurance in Albia today at summersins.net.
Hi, this is Anna C. with Sheridan Valley Electric Cooperative in Albia. CVC would like to recognize service anniversaries for the following employees and directors. Trudy Grade, finance manager for 15 years. Jerry Durian, director for 5 years. Richard Welsh, director for 25 years. Their contributions have been instrumental in the cooperative's growth and success, ensuring we continue to meet the needs of our members and community. Our valued employees and directors are the backbone of CVC, and their dedication strengthens the cooperative. To learn more about us, visit cvrec.com.
Are you a saver or a spender? Either way, we have you covered at Community First Credit Union with two great reward checking options. Our checking accounts are about money in your pocket, not points you'll never use. Simply meet monthly qualifications to get your rewards and unlimited nationwide ATM fee refunds. And no matter what happens, there are no monthly fees or minimum balance requirements. Switch to CFirst today and let us reward you, because at CFirst, together is better. Rules and qualifications apply. CFirst is federally insured by the NCUA.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back into the Coach's Corner Fast Hour on All Radio. You buckle them up, because it's going to be a very fast morning this morning. That is the sneezing of Henry Lee. And I had to bring this other voice on because what grandpas love to do is show off their grandkids. Tell us, who are you, this beautiful girl I get to see here this morning?
Eden.
Eden what?
Rose Summers.
Eden, did you know what's coming up? Is Easter's coming up. Remember last year how that you helped us with the Easter Bunny? Are you going to help us again this year? Because, you know, it's coming up.
Yeah.
Big great Easter egg hunt's coming. And so what are you going to do today here at your family reunion? What are you looking forward to?
I want to go swimming.
Go swimming? Grandpa will take you swimming?
Sure.
All right. Well, I didn't bring my swimming trunks, but I can borrow yours, can't I? Hi, okay, thank you. You brought me a battery. All right. Well, tell everyone have a good day.
Have a good day.
Oh, what grade are you in?
Second.
Second grade. And what's your favorite sport to play? What were you doing last week?
Wrestling.
Well, let's talk some wrestling. Hey, I've got Coach Dave Winger back at the KIC studio. Coach, welcome in. Welcome into the Coach Corner. Been a long time since we talked, but you've been enjoying this retirement. But I don't think you ever retire as a coach, because you're always coach to the guys you've had in your life. And boy, what a couple of weeks here for some of the guys you've coached.
Yeah, it's been a blast following them. I don't know that I've really gotten used to sitting on the couch listening or watching, but hey, I'm going to put my money on Eden this morning if you have a takedown tournament.
Yeah, well, he was always a takedown artist, and he was a guy that was really assertive. But I don't know if the world knows. So I'll let you, helped keep me in, up to date with this. And by the way, I've reached out to Aiden thanks to your assistance, and we're going to get him on the radio here shortly. But tell me a little bit, tell us everybody about what Aiden Reed had accomplished.
Yeah, actually, he competed in the NAIA National Championships last week, and I don't know how much time I've got, but he won it, so... obviously, last couple of years, you know, he's overcome so much adversity in his career that, you know, you always kind of hold your breath a little bit, and came out on fire last year. He got off to a little bit of a slow start, and this year he reeled off a couple pretty big wins and saved the dramatics for the quarters, I believe, this year, and won a sudden victory match there and propelled him into the semis. And from there, it was game on. So I believe he won. I think he tech-falled his kid in the semis and wrestled a teammate of his from Grandview in the finals. So won 4-3 there and had us on pins and needles a little bit, and was actually... on vacation during that time and got the news in Central America, so I'll never forget that. So I made an announcement to the entire beach, I think, so with my hooping and hollering.
Time with head coach Dave Winger, the retired head coach of the Albion Blue Demons. Coach, he was the epitome of overcoming, and I go back to his freshman year, had high expectations of being a four-timer. And then had that, a tough loss. And I just remember sitting with him down below, and you could see that this kid was just made of something extra special, because it's difficult to get back up and go again. And yet he's that's what he's done his entire career is he get to high spots and then meet the low lows and he gets back up again.
Yeah, as I reflect back on his career, we do talk about, you know, how all these careers, you can pick about any career you want, and every athlete that has accomplished anything has always overcome some adversity, but, his was a little different, those expectations that he had coming in were huge, and we were getting a lot of attention back then. You know, everybody knew who he was, and he had a target on his back as a 14-year-old freshman. You know, so actually before that, but at the high school level anyway, and then there were a lot of injuries and things that went on that he had to overcome, and I'm sure he's talked about hanging it up and not doing it anymore. And it says a lot about a person when they can fight through all that stuff and really reach the highest level in the sport. So I'm super proud of that kid because he just overcomes so much. I think he's built on that. He is his DNA. It's just etched into his DNA that I don't think he's happy unless he's got something going against him. So just pretty cool story.
Coach, I can't wait to get Aiden on, and I may have you come join me in that conversation with him. We're going to do a deep dive into his career and obviously a championship. I don't know if it doesn't get the attention, but I mean, that's some of the best wrestling in the entire world. You know, I think if they threw all these divisions into the NCAA tournament, all as one, I wouldn't be shocked at all if you didn't see a lot of those Grandview guys and some of those guys from NAIA, competing like they do in the ladies. I think that'd be a lot of fun, but certainly he is amongst the very best in the entire country.
Yeah, he is. He always has been, and like I said, just a few bumps in the road along the way, and a break here or there, and the path looks a little different, I'm sure, but it's such a relief to get that championship under his belt, and I don't know what his plans are in the future, but I don't know if I've ever been around a kid that knows the sport as well as he does, and from the coaching side of it as well. So I got a text from a guy last week talking about Aiden and how important he was for our room and building the culture of our room, and he was a step in that ladder of all the things that we were able to accomplish over the years. So without him, it would have been a lot more difficult to get to the places that we got to.
Coach, real quick, I got a fast hour coming up. Paul Bowler, but I had no idea. But I'm sorry, because I do apologize to Coach, because right now you were wanting to watch him wrestle because he's still wrestling.
Yeah, I am going to watch him wrestle. You're not going to get in my way of doing that. So he's wrestling down in Louisiana at the I think it's the club national championships. He's wrestling for the Cyclone Wrestling Club, and got off to a little bit of a rough start yesterday and lost in the first round, and he's battled his way all the way back again, overcoming adversity. Right, that's what our guys do. So has reeled several together. I don't even know how many in a row now, and won a blood round match last night, and he's going to be on the podium. And this morning he's going to wrestle a kid that beat him first round. So I can't wait for that one. That's going to be a good one. And everything's cake from this on out, this point out. So every win he gets is one step higher. And we'll see if he can avenge that loss this morning.
Coach, thanks so much for stopping by. I'm going to have you come back. We need to sit down and do a deep dive into the NCAA tournament next week. That's going to be a lot of fun. And by the way, congratulations to your Cornhuskers, man. And they're just fun to watch, buddy. And I know you got that great tie over there with them, but man, as much as I love my Hawkeyes, it was fun watching Nebraska compete last weekend.
Yeah, they're really looking good, and they've got the pieces in the right place, and now you got to perform. So, boy, that NCAA tournament's going to be a barn burner this year across all 10 weight classes, so can't wait for that one.
Can't wait. All right, we're going to take a timeout. We're coming back. Okay, we'll be right back.
Bye.
All right, hey. What's this lady staring across me? Big, bad, bad, my number one fan in the fan club. You got an up front personal view this morning on the Coach's Corner.
Yes, and I love it.
You're going to eat some more because you're getting to see the sausages made. Most people never want to eat again once they see it being made. So you're going to stick around?
Oh, yeah, I'll stick around.
She's got the headset on. We'll keep Bev hooked up. I'm sure she'll have some great questions about why or who will be the next Hawkeye basketball coach. We'll talk with Tom Caker later in the hour. Bill Still's going to join us in the bottom half of the hour, but right now, after a timeout, we're coming back. We're talking some ladies. How about the work those Rocket ladies have done this year? Man, talk about writing some history. They've done it, and Pat Powers, the voice of the Rockets, will be back to bring you some of that when we come back to the Fast Hour on All Radio. You're listening to the Coach's Corner. Say see you later. See you around.
Bye.
At U.S. Cellular, you don't have to choose between a great deal on the phone you want or the phone plan that's right for you. You can get both. Four free phones of your choice and four lines for just $90.
Whoa! That's like getting tickets to both a wrestling match and a figure skating show, all in one.
Sure.
Don't steal that idea.
Don't worry, I won't. Get both. Four free phones of your choice plus four lines for $90. No trade-in needed. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Save big money on your next painting project right now at Menards. Give your room a grand finish with Pittsburgh Grand Distinction Interior Paint. It's a premium paint and primer with a tough, resilient finish that is ultra-scrubbable and stain-resistant. Save big on Pittsburgh Paint. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
The Tharp Funeral Home in Albia has a tradition of serving families in Albia and the surrounding areas. Being locally owned and operated, I'm proud to say that my staff and I were born and raised in this community and are honored to be able to serve the people in our community at their time of need. Let us help you make an informed decision at any time. I'm Richard Tharp. Call Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.
With me in the studio right now, I got three individuals from EBF, Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont, where the Rockets just came home, basically, from the 2025 Girls State Tournament up there at Des Moines at the Wells Fargo Arena. I've got head coach Tony Fenton. Thanks for being with me today.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, and we got Kaylee Helm, senior.
Hi, thank you for having us.
And Ava Eastlick, a senior.
Hi.
All right. So, Coach Fenton, let's talk a little bit. I mean, this is a generational talent that you had. You had primarily five seniors that started way back when in November, and you had five seniors, the same five that finished up the ball game there at the state tournament. Talk about the maturity as they went through the season. I mean, they had a whole bunch, but yet there was still maturity that was there.
Yeah, you know, start of the season, most of them coming off volleyball, so, you know, they're still in there coming off the state tournament there. So, yeah, it's just a process. We just worked a lot of fundamentals early in the year, and as the season goes, you know, we cut some of those out. We still do a few, but, you know, just got down to about an hour or 15 hour and a half practice versus our two and a half earlier. And, you know, over Christmas, that's when we really start. We put some more stuff in, get after a little bit, and that's when, you know, everything really started taking off again for us. So, you know, the camaraderie was there from the get-go, but it's just a matter of getting the right frame of mind. You know, you're in basketball the first few weeks, and, you know, we were had a pretty tough schedule early, but we were able to survive that and get the W's. And, you know, after Christmas, I thought we played really well.
Ava, you have a unique way of getting ready for conditioning. You do a little thing different than the other girls. Talk about that cross-country running.
Yeah, it's not my favorite sport. I mean, you just run the distance. It's kind of rough some days, especially getting in shape for it. But once I get on the basketball court, it definitely helps a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. What is it, 2.5 miles you got to run?
3.1.
3.1. I was shorting you a lot of mileage there. Have you ever kept track of how many miles you ran in a season?
No, I have not.
Okay.
I'm just kind of run.
All right. When you talk about a cross-country course, it's not always flat. Which course is the most challenging that you ran?
This year, they added it. It's probably Sigourney. About every time we looked out, there's a hill, and it was just hilly the whole entire course, so that was tough.
Was it at the golf course?
Yep. Okay. Yep, it was.
All right. You know, EBF is kind of unique. It's got its own course right there on the school grounds. It's not home court advantage, but still, you have an idea of where to turn and where to go, right?
Yep, definitely.
Talk a little bit about your mindset. You know, the gals went to state tournament in volleyball, like Coach Fenton talked about. Did you feel left out? Did you go to the volleyball? What did you think about the team as they went through that season?
I mean, I may have been a little jealous, not going to lie. That's just how I am, but kind of used that. I was like, okay, they went to state in volleyball, and every year they did that, we went to state in basketball. So I'm like, just use that as momentum and, like, go off of it, and we can do it just as much.
Kaylee Helm, you had a phenomenal run with the volleyball squad there as well. You were able to get a victory at the state tournament, but more importantly, you were able to roll through the South Central Conference this year after a loss last year to Knoxville. Going undefeated in conference play is a pretty good feeling.
Yeah, I would say it was really nice to be able to come out and do that after last year, because it was kind of a really aggravating loss because we shouldn't have lost. But I just think, you know, it was kind of a rough start for us at the year because we had to fill some spots that we hadn't had to fill for a couple years. So it just took a lot of growing and, like, helping each other and supporting each other throughout that.
You know, chemistry is amazing class, let alone having chemistry on a team, sporting team, whether it's football, basketball, volleyball. You still have to create that chemistry, don't you?
Yeah, you definitely do. If you don't get along in a team, then you're not going to play very well. I think you can see that in every sport that we have here. You have to all get along, and you can't just be selfish. You have to want to help each other, and you want everyone to be successful, not just yourself. So
I'm talking with Tony Fenton, Kaylee Helm, and Ava Eastlick here on Coach's Corner with Jason Summers. And Coach Fenton, you know, at just before Christmas break, you mentioned a couple of times when we were interviewing you, we got to get by so-and-so. And once we got by them, you said, well, we got to get by so-and-so. It was Oskaloosa and New Sharon. Those were pretty tough games, and that Oskaloosa game really tested your mental strength on that one. Talk about going through that game.
Yeah, that game, you know, it was right before Christmas. It was our last game before break, I believe. They have some size that, you know, we don't have. You know, we're pretty tall and lanky, but they had size, outside us inside. They'd been shooting the ball fairly well on the outside. It was one of those games that, you know, didn't know what was going to happen. It was pretty physical. We were playing at home. You know, we I think we were behind for quite a bit of the game, and then got in the fourth quarter and got ahead. And then Ava, you know, we were shooting free throws there at the end, I think, and they had a timeout and bringing the ball in, and they rolled it in, and she was able to go up and steal the ball while it was rolling on the ground to seal the victory. So, yeah, that was a big game for us. You know, that they're the ones that beat us the year before on our only loss. So, yeah, I don't want to call it revenge, but it was a game that we knew that was going to be tough.
Well, Ava, that was a trophy game, the only trophy game that you have in the year, and you kind of like to have that Eddie Paluska traveling trophy in the trophy case, right?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, towards the end of the game, when it was either a press or a free throw, and they rolled it, I kind of just kind of, like, baited her, and the girl didn't turn around, and I just stole the ball and turned around, like, looking for my teammates, like, come get the ball.
Yeah, that was a thing of beauty for sure, and people can watch that on EBF.TV if they want to go back and watch that. Kaylee Helm, on the defensive side, you play on the back line on a 2-3 zone, and that tall timber that Oskaloosa had, sometimes that's kind of imposing going up against a taller gal.
Yeah, it's definitely, the bottom's really hard for me. I'm not tall.
I'm not excessively strong. I just get really aggressive and I push a lot. But it definitely helped, I think, when we switched Molly and I that game, because it gave us some height and to shut Deja down. And for me, I've played the top before in junior high, so I kind of know what I'm doing. And I'd say I'm pretty quick, so I can get back and forth from each person pretty quickly. So,
you know, when you say Deja, you're talking Deja Foster. She's a pretty good sized gal in terms of height and has some bulk to her. I think she's about 6'1 or 2, isn't she?
Yeah, she's pretty tall. I don't know exactly how tall, but she's up there.
All right. So, you, Coach Finn, you get past Oskaloosa, and then, boom, you said we got to get by the next team. And the next team, I think, that was a challenge was North Mahaska. The Warhawks, at the time, were the second-rated team in the state.
Yeah, this was a number one, number two ranked teams in Class 2A going against each other. It was at North Mahaska. It was one of those that they play well. They're very physical. It's one of those things you got to be ready to play. They got a great program up there. They've been year in, year out pretty solid. And, you know, we were able to beat them the year before twice, actually in the regional final. So we knew they were going to want some revenge there and stuff. But, you know, we come out and played really well. It was back and forth there for a little while. We got the lead and kept it. But, you know, got down towards the end there, and we were up 9 or 10, I think it was, maybe a little bit more than that. And they just, we turned the ball over a little bit, and they hit some shots to close the gap a little bit. But I think we were able to finally come away with a, I think it was a 9-point victory. So, you know, it was good, a good challenge. You know, you never know coming out of Christmas how you're going to be game-wise. And it was their second game. They played a game, I believe, on that Friday or Tuesday before we played them, so it was their second game out coming out of break, and it was our first. So, yeah, it was a tough game, one of those that you know, you got to challenge yourself, but you know, that's coming right out of break, that's pretty tough. And that was a game that usually is played toward the end of the year, and they moved it this year to that time. So, yeah, it was quite the game and challenge, but you know, again, our kids played really well.
Speaking of challenge, you had to match wits with Ellie Moore. Ellie Moore has been at the helm there at North Mahaska for quite some time. You've got a lot of respect for him. He's got a lot of respect for you. It's a battle each time because you know what's going on with each other.
Yeah, you know, it was really nice this year. We both we went our separate ways in the tournaments. We both ranked in the top eight, so we both had our own regions, and you know, they were able to make the state as well. And you know, we've exchanged emails since the state tournament. So yeah, it's one of those things. You're going to compete with people, but again, when it comes down to it, you know, you got a lot of mutual respect for each other and friendship.
Absolutely. Now, Kaylee, at one point in the juncture, I think it was late in the game, you had 5 points in a row. You hit a three ball, and then you drove to the basket to get a bucket, kind of close to a layup or a teardrop. Do you remember that incident?
I do. I think it was my only 5 points of the game, but
I believe we were only up at three at that time. Yeah, when all that happened, too.
I do remember that. I kind of struggled the whole game offensively, but towards the end, I just kind of tried to drive more and do what I could, and when I was open, I'd shoot it, but those just happened to go in for me that time, so.
good deal. And Ava, what about you? What was your take in that ball game? Do you ever look and stare at the scoreboard, or do you glance and say, hey, we got this much time, or hey, we're down by two, or we're only up by two? What's your thought process?
To be honest, I kind of remember that game, but not a lot of it. But I feel like, yeah, I kind of look at the scoreboard a few times and like, come on, we're better than this. We can do more. So definitely do that a few times.
Well, I've told you this before, Ava Eastlick, that your game has transformed as you've gotten older. When you first came on the scene, it was three ball. And then the next year as a sophomore, you started to drive and put the ball on the floor more so. And then your defensive intensity picked up for your on the defense.
defensive side, you're able to get more interceptions, more tip passes, things on that nature. And then this year, in my mind, you had the whole package going from top to bottom. Talk about yourself. Talk about how you feel about how you have developed in these 4 years.
Definitely when I was a freshman. I mean, I remember the first game, Louisville Sully. I could beat the press and whatnot and do that stuff on my own, but I was still, like, small and a little freshman. I was scared of everything. My defensive level, I don't like defense very much. I'm an offensive player and kind of developed over the years. I've got stronger, not really afraid of anybody to go at anybody, so that kind of helped, too.
Talk a little bit as we go through here, Coach Fenton, about the rest of the season. I mean, you go through the conference. Conference may have not have been as strong as you'd like to have had to get more challenges, but still, you have to play the game. You have to take care of business.
Yeah, you know, we went through the first half of the conference. We had a couple conference games left to play after Christmas. We got those in. Then we had to start back over, and we had, I think, Albia, our first one, who was sitting in second place in the conference. We had to come to Albia, I believe it was. And, you know, that's a tough place to play. They'd only lost one or two games at that time, I think. Maybe only one, I can't remember, but, you know, they only had one loss in the conference, I know that for a fact. That was to us at home, and, you know, it was a fairly close game for two, maybe three quarters, and then, you know, coming over here, you never know what's going to happen, and I think we end up winning fairly big there, but, you know, it's one of those things that you just never know. And then we had Centerville, again, they were... had two losses in the conference, us and Albia, and so, you know, that was two big games we had. But, you know, you get everybody's best game. We were ranked number one from the very first rankings to the last rankings, regular season rankings. So it's one of those things that you get everybody's best game, and some of them teams we beat pretty bad early. We may not have beat them as bad the second time around, but, you know, part of that was because they adjusted to some of the stuff that we do and our height and range on defense, and you know, they were able to score some points, and you know, it just we just took it one game at a time all year. We really didn't talk about, you know, what's going on down the road. It was just what's our next game, and that was our approach from day one. You know, we all had goals. We didn't talk about them a whole lot. Everybody knew what it was. You know, you mentioned a little bit, but you know, we just went one day, one game at a time. Our goal was to get better each and every day in practice and improve in the games. And, you know, I thought we did that. We matured as a team throughout the year.
I'm talking with head coach Tony Fenton for EBF Rockets, along with Kaylee Helm and Ava Eastlick. And Kayla, what about you? Your assessment as we went through the season, did it act like a clock? You just kept clicking that, you know, time hand and say the next one, the next one, the next one.
Yeah, I would say that for sure. Every day before a game, we'd have practice, and we'd just focus on scouting report. And we tried not to look too far ahead. And, I mean, we always knew our goal was state, and our goal is to get to the win a game and get to the championship. But I would say we always knew you couldn't overestimate anybody. And so coming into every game, we just had to really focus in and just think, do what we had to for that game. And then afterwards, we can think whatever we wanted to. But...
Ava, what about you? What was your assessment on the season as it got further and deeper into the latter months of February?
Pretty much what she said. I mean, we just kept our foot on the gas and kept going, and we knew what our goals were the entire season. We didn't really talk about it much, but everybody knew what it was, and we just kept going with it.
Well, I'm going to ask you another question, Ava. As the brackets came out, and I got to tell you that I'm a bracket watcher. I kept waiting. When's it going to happen? When's it going to happen? When's it going to happen? And they finally came out, and I studied it from top to bottom, Region 1, where EBF was at. Did you do the same thing, or did you say, nope, we got to play the winner of this team against this team first?
it's kind of like my dad. We kind of like looked at ACGC because, I mean, they're the second team in our region. So we're kind of like, get through, who do we play? Pleasantville and some, who's our second team? And Pekin and play them. So that's what I kind of looked ahead to, but still played, went with one game at a time.
Kaylee, how cool is it to have not one but two home games on the tournament trail?
I think it's really fun just having home court advantage, and you don't have to travel anywhere. You just kind of, you can go and do your normal routine before a game, and you're just more relaxed being on your home court. And I mean, that being our, we had our last home game there too in that gym as a whole, so that was kind of cool too.
Coach Fenton, what about you? When the brackets come out, do you, with a fine-tooth comb, start looking at stuff, or do you just say, well, we got to play the winner of that first game?
You go through and you look at everything. I mean, you're concentrating on your first opponent when, you know, we'd already played them and we knew they improved, but it's one of those things that, you know, you still got to get through those games. But, yeah, you're looking at the other side of the bracket, and ACGC there, only one loss to Des Moines Christian. You know, Coach Haywood did a really good job of going through numbers and presented to the girls at practice what their numbers look like versus what our numbers were. And on paper, we're much better. And, you know, I think kids really bought into that. And, you know, we were able to win big there. And, you know, going to play that game in Norwalk, we couldn't ask for anything better. We, the last 2 years, went up there and scrimmaged. So we've been on that court. The kids were pretty excited when we knew we were going there to play. Out of all the places we could have went, we went somewhere we were familiar with. And, you know, walking into that gym wasn't anything new for us. We played on that court. Actually played Norwalk on that court and a couple others. So, you know, it was one of those things that we knew what we were getting into, and just went up there relaxed, you know, got down early in that game, but we just stayed focused and, you know, put our wheel on the other people, I guess.
I'm talking with Tony Fenton, head coach of EBF Rockets, and Kaylee Helm and Ava Eastlick. And Ava, I'm going to ask you this question. So at Norwalk, the background behind the hoop is very, very similar to that of the state tournament. Do you feel that you felt more comfortable in that type of setting then?
Yeah. I mean, it was a big change from our gym to Norwalk, but kind of seeing that compared to the state tournament was nice to kind of get a game before that, before we'd go up there to play. So it kind of helped a lot too.
Well, Kaylee Helm, Alicia Keys sings that song, "This Girl's on Fire," and you were hitting from the three-point range with a lot of accuracy. They were backing off on you. They were letting you rip.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised that they did that. It's kind of nice, though. I just got to shoot without anybody in my face. But I could hear their coach saying, like, to get out on me, but none of them did it. And I was like, whatever, I guess. I'll just shoot it. That's fine. But, yeah, I mean, there was a couple times they'd kind of run at me. But for the most part, they were more focused on shutting down Ava and Molly. I think they saw those two as the biggest threats, and so that just opened it up for not only me, but Chloe and Kate could also run the offense their way, too.
Yeah, very good assessment. And so with that victory, with the continuous clock at the end of the game, mind you, Rockets punched their ticket to the state tournament, third year in a row, Coach. That's a tremendous feeling to have that, you know, feather in your hat, so to speak. I mean, it hasn't ever been done before at EBF.
Yeah, you know, getting there just once is amazing, and then be able to do it three times in a row, and you know, never, didn't really go the way we wanted the first 2 years, and this year we went in, you know, we're looking to get to that final game, and I think the first game we played a lot more relaxed than we did the first 2 years, and I think that really helped, just having the experience being there, and you know, getting that victory. You know, you talk about looking at the clock, and I think we all did with a timeout with 3 minutes to go. We're up 19 points, and I think everybody just said, okay, we got 3 minutes, we'll get through this, and all of a sudden it's down to 5 points. You know, we took some quick shots, had some turnovers. They hit a couple threes, a couple runouts, and it's a five-point game. But, you know, we focused and end up getting a seven-point victory, I think it was, out of that. But, you know, moving on right now, didn't matter how you won. You just win it and, you know, survive and go to the next match.
Bingo.
And that's what we did.
Absolutely. So, Ava, how did you feel with that ball game? I'm sure you felt relief, but during the game, how was your confidence level going in?
I had pretty high hopes for it. I felt like we played really well. I got face guarded most of that game, which is annoying because I had two fresh girls on me. But, I mean, I took one for the team, and it worked out in my favor. So, I mean, it worked out for all of us. So.
Well, Kaylee, I'm going to throw you a little bit of a curveball. You've been to several state tournaments. You've been to softball. You've been to volleyball. You've been to basketball. Talk about how the union takes care of its girls.
I would say they make it fun. I think in every tournament I've been to, they've always had special little things that you get or you get to go and do. So like basketball and volleyball, you have like a player's lounge and they have like snacks and things you can go and get. At softball, they have a cooler and you get like their Iowa girls waters. Those are always fun to get. But I just think they run it so well, and I think they just have, they make it fun with all the pink, and they make it, I don't even know how to describe it. It's so fun to be there, and just kind of, they make it a big and important deal at all of them. But
you know, the great thing about it, you were able to experience it, and of course your teammates as well. But there's a lot of people that aren't able to do that. They're not able to experience that, and you know, you feel bad for those folks because you know deep down in your heart that it's a special time.
Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely. So Coach Fenton, she mentioned that they gave you some things, a little goodie bag. What's in that goodie bag? Were the small basketballs or something?
No, we got that has medals in it, in that little pink bag we got, which we'll pass out in our banquet at the end of the year here. So we do get basketballs though, and that comes, they ship them to the local Farm Bureau office, and then they'll come in and present them and give them to us at our banquet. So they do have them this year, I've been told. So last year I think we waited a while for them. So they have them, and they're signature balls, so we'll sign them, and then girls gonna take them.
Nice. Want to talk to you, Coach Fenton, real quick about the coming year. I mean, sometimes coaches immediately turn the page and say this is what's going to happen next year, but you can't tell me that you haven't thought ahead in terms of the next year's group. You had a phenomenal senior class that carried the torch basically for 4 years. What's it like looking ahead?
Well, our JV has lost two games this year. Averaged around 50 points a game, which at a JV level is pretty unheard of for us anyway. So, you know, the talent's there. They just got to get experience now. And, you know, they got a little bit cleanup time, but, you know, it's not the same thing as being, you know, a starter and an important player coming off the bench and stuff. So it's there. The talent's there. Just a little work, believing in themselves, you know, and they got good reason to, you know, be hopeful they can get a title next year and keep that winning streak going.
Good deal. Ava, I'm going to put your feet to the fire. We know where you're going. You're going to Simpson. What do you know about the Storm?
They shoot really well, and they're very quick on defense, so I have to get my defensive level up there.
Good deal. Talk real quick about the recruiting process. When did they start calling you?
It was actually during cross-country season, like probably August or something like that. They have two seniors graduate this year, so they were looking to replace them. So that was something, the text that they sent me was pretty cool to read. But in September, I went on a visit there, and I really liked it. And I was kind of like, do I commit yet? Do I wait? So I waited a little bit, and then I was like, probably around Christmas break, I was like, nah, I'm going to commit. So, yep.
Good deal. And academic-wise, you're going to hit the what?
The business side, I think.
Very good. Business. And Kaylee, where are you heading?
Well, I'm not really sure where I'm going yet, but all I know is that I want to do like either rad tech, ultrasound stuff, or physical therapy. That's about it. I mean, I might play a sport. I haven't decided yet. It just depends. If when I get there, I might miss it, so I might play. But As of right now, I'm undecided.
Okay. Well, that's fair enough. Coach Fenton, kids, girls, Ava, and Kaylee, thank you so much for being with me here on Coach's Corner. And again, congratulations on a phenomenal year / 4 years.
I appreciate it. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
First Credit Union, we're always working to make banking with us easy. That's why we continue to introduce simple ways to manage your money. Square up with friends after lunch with our real-time Pay a Friend feature. Check balances on your Apple Watch, deposit checks on the go, or pay bills at midnight. We have the technology you need. Join us at c1stcu.com because at C1st, together is better. Download our mobile app by searching Community First CU. Federally insured by the NCUA, your mobile carrier's message and data rates may apply.
This is Nick with MCG. Instead of spending big bucks telling you how awesome we are, I'll just share what our customers have to say.
We were in a funeral procession today in Newton. When we passed a group of MCG workers, they all stopped, removed their hats, placed them over their hearts, and stood in silence until the procession passed. We were so impressed. Please pass along our praises and keep employees like these.
For fast, reliable internet from people who truly care, choose MCG. Sign up today at Mahaska.org.
Welcome back into the Coach's Corner. Yes, indeed, Cyclone fans, it is time, and we do need a Dr. Feelgood right now, and we've got him, Bill Seals, on the phone line. Bill, buddy, walk me off the ledge. Tell me it's going to be okay. Bring me back to the place I was before.
Maybe I ought to start sending the Iowa State, like, trainers or the sports medicine people. They can be your Dr. Feelgood. I mean, they're doctors, and they can give you the latest injury update on a cyclone.
man.
Yeah, it's crazy. You get down to Kansas City and you know, Lipsy is a guy they've been able to lean on for three seasons now, and he's the latest one. And I'll tell you what, I think his groin injury might be a little worse than Gilbert's even. I think it's fresher, and you know, you really saw what a minute and a half to go in that Cincinnati game, and then I watched him in pregame before the BYU one, and just very stiff. So it's going to take a lot of work, I think, with Iowa State's Dr. Feelgoods up there, Vic Miller, the trainer, and try to get him ready to go for next weekend.
So, you know, as disappointed I was that we're not, talking in Kansas City right now, maybe that wasn't the worst thing. The prescription probably wasn't keep playing some basketball for an extended period of time. Maybe it's get on off your feet and get in to see the doctors. That's probably the only recipe that this team has to get to the places the they want to get to, not alone what they, you know, us as fans have expected.
Yeah, I think it wasn't the end of the world, and that was the consensus with all the Iowa State beat writers and media down there too. And you look at the effort; it wasn't like they went out and got drilled by 20 by BYU, and that's their last thought before they go into the NCAA tournament. You know, the last thought was that they played very well undermanned against BYU. Curtis Jones, gosh. I think he's rekindled his shooting form from earlier in the season and is going to be a guy they can count on. And Cade Kelderman, the walk-on from Waukee, he plays 18 minutes, and I don't think he killed him by any means. And his ability to handle the ball, if they don't have Gilbert and or Lipsy, I think frees up Jones to do a little more of what he does, which is kind of hunt shots and find spots on the floor where he can hit. So, yeah, it's an effort that I think was a good one for them to get. And now I'm going to assume they're in Milwaukee the first couple rounds of the tournament. So that means Friday, Sunday up there. So they'll get a full week off before they would play again in that round of 64 game on Friday.
Well, that's what I was going to suggest is they did
you know, the Johnny Come Lately attitude of the world, which here in a few seconds we'll talk with Hawk fans about that. But I don't think this. I don't think their seeding has been hurt. I don't think. I don't think a lot's changed, other than the health of the team and. Get past the first week. Get a little, the more time they have time to let those bodies heal, the better they're going to get in the tournament. Let's dance over to the ladies real quick. What are you seeing there in terms of seeding into the tournament?
They won that first game in Kansas City, and even before that, I think the win over Kansas State in the regular season finale got them in. So I think it can be any range of things, really, for seeding for the ladies. But and just with the way that they play, I mean, there's not a whole lot of teams that they're going to encounter that really know, like, what Audie Crooks can do. They haven't played against her. So I think that's a mismatch thing, possibility, with what the matchup is. So Addie Brown, again, she's had a tremendous stretch run. And just fills up all the statistical categories. And then this is the last go-around for Emily Ryan, too. She's going to be wanting to go out with an NCAA tournament run. So I'm expecting some good things out of this team. They're going to get into a new group of competition that doesn't necessarily know how to play against this team.
Well, Bill, thanks so much for joining us, buddy. I do feel a little better. You've brought me some life, and I know that this team is in good hands. We got the doctor feel good, and we're counting on you. Hey, we're starting Stump the Chumps next week for our NCAA breakdown, and where we help raise money for the CJ3 Foundation. I'll grab you for a few minutes. We can, if you have time next week, and we can break down these brackets a little bit.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, that's my good buddy Bill Sills. I'm already feeling better. I don't know about you. All right, Hawkeye fans, Johnny Come Lately. Who's going to be the next Johnny? Well, we're going to find out. Tom Caker's going to join us. The Hawks need a little fix, too, this morning when we come back to the Fast Hour on All Radio. You're listening to the Coach's Corner.
You know, texting while driving is dangerous. That's not new information. Yet most people admit to doing it anyway. Drivers are 23 times more likely to be involved in a car accident while texting. Know the facts and wait to text. The danger is real and it applies to you. Auto Owners Insurance. The no problem people. Information provided by Virginia Tech Transportation Institute.
Visit Summers Insurance in Albia today at summersins.net.
Hi, this is Anna C. with Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative in Albia. CVC would like to recognize service anniversaries for the following employees and directors. Trudy Grade, finance manager for 15 years. Jerry Durian, director for 5 years. Richard Welsh, director for 25 years. Their contributions have been instrumental in the cooperative's growth and success, ensuring we continue to meet the needs of our members and community. Our valued employees and directors are the backbone of CVC, and their dedication strengthens the cooperative. To learn more about us, visit cvrec.com.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
All right, Hawkeye fans, Dr. Feelgood himself joining us on the phone lines. Tom Cakert. And Tom, breaking news at 3 o'clock on a Friday is usually the kind of news you don't want breaking, but it's kind of the news that you kind of expect might be breaking on this Friday. And yes, indeed, the Hawkeyes are going to have a new basketball coach. And
I
know you've already had your emergency podcast. You've got articles on it, but breaking news this morning. I think the biggest thing that Beth Getz had to do after terminating the coach is trying to keep a roster together, and it looks like that's even changing as we speak.
Yeah, Owen's in the element in the portal, and that is not surprising. I mean, regardless of what was going to happen, I think he was going to hit the portal.
Tom? Do you see that as a dip my toes in, let's find out my worth scenario, or is this he's in and swimming downstream?
I am not totally going to rule out the fact that he could be back at Iowa, but it's going to be more challenging right now. But and I know this comes off as bad sometimes for people to look at it this way, but, you know, these kids get offered a lot of money, and you're looking to get something, get your worth, and just as we all are. In whatever we do professionally as a job, and this basketball is his job, and he's going to try and earn when he can earn. And so it's, in a lot of ways, a financial decision, and see what's out there financially for him as a student athlete. So this is his opportunity to do that. He could have done it last year. He had multiple high six-figure offers from schools that kind of back-channeled him and talked to him about leaving Iowa, and he decided to stay put and just kind of out of loyalty to Iowa. But, you know, now it's sort of, he has to do it, has to look, you know, see what's out there.
Well, you know, this is not, you know, a $5,000-$10,000 difference that's going to make a better year for somebody. This generational type of money we're talking about. This is why this narrow window of time is, so you can say it's selfish all you want, but there ain't no way in the world if we were in those shoes, we wouldn't be doing these very same things.
We would all make the same decision in the same position.
It's not about just us. It's about your kids and your future kids, and you know, doing the right things with that kind of money at early age. You change the complexity of your entire life. Tom, complexity of an entire program. I think that's what's unfolding here.
Yeah, I think this is an opportunity to reset the program, and I think that's something that Beth Betts told a group of donors on the phone yesterday, which basically this was an opportunity to reset the program, because it had just kind of, it had drifted now, and drifted to a position where it just wasn't in as good a shape as it used to be, in terms of like fan interaction. It just the overall product, and I'm not talking the on the court thing. I'm just talking everything. You go to a game, right. It is like it's bland. It's just the same things over and over again, and it's not much fun.
No, and I don't think that's an all Fran thing. You know, that's Hawk fans. Not. You might just grab a mirror and take a good look, and you know, you can. Because the style of play and what Fran's accomplished in terms of wins and losses and where this program has come from since he took it over, the guy, I think at any other point in time, would have gotten at least another year. But that's not the reality we've created it at right now.
Yeah, I think if they were still drawing 10,000-12,000 a night, they would be able to continue on, but it's not the reality, and they need more revenue coming in.
Well, Tom, that noise is saying that my time has come to an end. And, but hey, real quick, what's the odds that we'll have a announcement coming after the first weekend of the basketball tournament next week?
Let me know if Drake and West Virginia are still playing in the second weekend, and I'll give you an answer.
I thought that's the one I would get. Hey, Tommy, thanks, buddy, and go have a great weekend. We'll visit with you next week, I'm sure.
Okay.
That's Tom Kakert, and you can catch him at HawkeyeReport.com. And, hey, you can say goodbye to everybody.
Bye.
All right, you've been listening to Fast Hour on All Radio, the Beth Brewster and All the Business back at the KIC studio. That is Jacob Briggs. And, yes, my mom said, have a great Saturday, and bye.
You're